Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
To the Tamar Yonah Show here at Israel News Talk Radio. I'm so glad to be here because I have another interesting show coming up and I'm eager to share it with you. You know, sometimes you have interviews that you have to do because you have to cover the news, and other times you do interviews just because you're curious. And these are one of the interviews I'm going to be doing today. We're going to be getting an Arab view of the Trump Abbas meeting that took place in the House, in the White House, several days ago. Remember when Trump was out there and we saw that really horrid film as Abbas is lying to the American people, lying to the world, lying to Donald Trump, who's standing right next to him, saying that he raises the Palestinian Authority children in peace and to value peace, lying right in front when we know that he encourages peace, he supports peace, he harbors the terrorists, etc., etc. And he was and is perhaps still is, yes, a terrorist himself. So we're going to get the Arab view on that when we have on our guest in the show. Also, something very, very neat as well. We're going to be talking about a thriller trilogy for kids and adults. If you love Jewish mysticism, Kabbalah, and you want to mix it with a little bit of fantasy for a great, tantalizing Jewish tale, you're going to love the Elisha Davidson books, which some compare, and the author says wrongly, but which some compare to being a Jewish Harry Potter. If you like the Harry Potter series, you're going to love this even more because Harry Potter is all fantasy. These books are based on the wisdom of Judaism throughout the ages. It's just amazing. It goes through time, biblical characters, and the present day today too. It's just a great book. It's a roller coaster of a ride, and we're going to be speaking with the author of that book too. So all this is coming up in the show. I want to say hi to everybody who's listening in from all over the world, all over the United States and Israel, Canada, Australia, France, the United Kingdom, Australia, Germany, Sweden. It's great to have all of you here listening in. And again, if you want, you can call in during the show. This is a live show if you're listening between 8 to 9 p.m. Holy Time right here at the Land of Israel. Or if it's between 1 to 2 p.m. New York time, that means we are live and you can call in. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
אתם מקשיבים לישראל ניוז טוק רדיו.
Hey, it's Ari Fuld at Israel News Talk Radio. If you, like me, are sick and tired, if you've had enough of listening to all the anti-Israel lies and propaganda that's being spread online and offline, in the press, in the newspapers, on TV channels, in the newsrooms across the world, tune in to my weekly show, Bulletproof, on Thursdays at 5 p.m. as we discover, expose, and completely destroy all anti-Israel lies and propaganda, and we're going to do it with just the truth. As an active IDF reserve soldier, an elite paratroopers unit, I will try to give you an inside look to the opinions of the men and women of the IDF on the situation. Bulletproof will give you the tools. More importantly, will give you the weapons to take down all anti-Israel activists, no matter where you meet them. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. Israel time to Bulletproof on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
All right. You're listening to the Tamar Yonah Show here at Israel News Talk Radio, and we're talking now about an abysmal meeting that went on between U.S. President Donald Trump and the Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas. Abbas went to Washington, met with Donald Trump at the White House, and in their statements when they spoke to the public, Mahmoud Abbas is telling a lie. He's basically saying, he said that we raise our children on peace, which is not true. And it's very sad because Israel has been holding out its hands for peace all the time. And I want to state what I state all the time on my show. Israel has peace. Israel has peace with all of the Arabs who want peace. And the only Arabs that Israel doesn't have peace with are the Arabs who don't want peace. So Israel is always holding out its hand. And sadly, the Palestinian Authority leader, Mahmoud Abbas, who educates on children's television to hate Jews, to cut them down, etc. He harbors terrorists when they run into his authority. And he planned terrorist attacks himself and financed the massacre in Munich at the Olympics there in 1972, killing his 11 Israeli athletes. Who is he think he's fooling? And I want to understand this better. So one of the things I'm going to be doing is having now on a guest whose name is Mudar Zahran. He's a Jordanian politician and the head of Jordan's opposition coalition. He's a frequently published writer, and he's a former senior officer for the U.S. Department of State through their embassy in Amman, Jordan. And he's here to give us one Arab view on this meeting that took place at the White House. And I'm going to be asking him questions as well. And if you would like to call in, you can do so as well. Our phone numbers are on the top of our homepage. So I want to welcome to the show Mudar Zahran.
Thanks for having me, Tamer.
It's great to have you on. So let's talk about Mahmoud Abbas's invitation that he got to the White House in his meeting with Donald Trump. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it was an excellent opportunity. It's one of the very few opportunities in modern history of conflict where the United States has actually straightened out one party. What we saw here is Mr. Abbas was literally straightened out for the things he's done wrong. We have information. We have our connections in Washington, D.C. Aside from the wonderfully beautiful, positive press statement both gentlemen had, it was actually Trump straightening Abbas and telling him to behave. Mr. Abbas is irrelevant. I see that many of you are so consumed with what Abbas said and what he didn't say. Abbas is irrelevant. Abbas is definitely the last so-called president of the Palestinian Authority. This is not wishful thinking. It's just solid facts. Mr. Trump is an art dealer. Mr. Trump is a businessman. He gave him offers on conditions which Abbas could never keep. He did it the business way. We have information, and you know, Tamer, that I've been on a show before, and I said things which were not in the media, and later, shortly after they came out, about to be true. The Americans told Abbas that he has to stop the incitement, stop the terrorist payments, and embrace peace. Now, that's why Abbas went out there and said, well, we teach our children peace, which I, as a Jordanian Palestinian, know it's not true. That's not what the Palestinian Authority teaches anyone. The reason he said that is the amount of pressure from President Trump, who on his part had to appear nice to Abbas. On the other hand, both Minister Shaked and Minister Bennett have voiced off what the American establishment is thinking right now. They are thinking out of the box. They are thinking of other options. They are thinking of bringing Jordan into this, given that Jordan is 78% of Palestine, or the British mandate for Palestine. The game has changed. No matter what Abbas says, it's a fact that the man is irrelevant now, and it's about time you stop treating him as relevant. And as many Trump supporters from the Jewish nation and American Jews were very concerned about the interview he had with Abbas and the press statement, I tell them not to worry. In fact, Abbas is much worse off today than he was before Trump was in office.
All right, Mudar, I want to ask you this. You say that he's irrelevant, and yet he gets an invitation to the White House. And I want you to also to explain to our listeners that he really isn't a legitimate leader because there hasn't been elections in the Palestinian Authority. He's kind of expired. So why don't you go into that and educate our listeners on that?
Well, the guy has had an election where he won, of course. And then he never had another election, so he has overstayed his term by 10 years. Also, whom does Abbas represent? Now, we're talking about Palestinians, the self-identifying Palestinian people like myself. Okay, how many of them are in Israel? How many are... There's less than, like, in the West Bank, less than 2.5 million. In Jordan alone, there are 6.2 million self-identifying Palestinians. This by itself shows that those people, the Palestinian Authority does not represent anybody as far as this problem is concerned. Whom does Abbas represent? Who has elected them? That's why we're not making peace. It's about time the U.S. administration begins talking peace with people who could represent them. And again, if you care for the Palestinian Arabs or the self-identifying Palestinians, whatever you want to call us, if you care for us, most of us are in Jordan, not in Israel. The ones in Israel are much better off than the ones in Jordan. So it.
Wait, stop. I want you to repeat what you just said. You said that the Arabs in Israel are much better off than the Arabs in Jordan? Say it again.
There is no question about that. There is no question. You have most Arabs in all Arab countries, including some Gulf oil producing state. Most Arabs are much worse off than the Palestinians, either in Gaza or the West Bank. And most Arabs, even the rich ones, don't have it as good as the Arabs in Israel with Israeli passports has it. There's no more question or argument about that. Any argument about this is just silly. The Israel is not a force of evil. This is a fact. Anyone arguing about that is lying to himself. And most Palestinians would love to have an Israeli passport. Never mind if they hate or love Israel. They would love to enjoy Israel's benefits. At the same time, we have to move forward. Right now, I can assure you, the U.S. administration would not take any nonsense from Abbas, from his crony partner, Jordan's king, or from Hamas. This is why you saw Hamas changing its tone with this, bogus so-called new charter. They're trying, everyone is afraid of the new sheriff in town, and they're trying to open a new book. Bottom line is, the Palestinian Authority doesn't have the ability, doesn't have the merit or the connections to stay, and therefore, I think we are looking at the final phase of the Palestinian Authority. Abbas doesn't have an heir, doesn't have a successor who could fill the gap. And we're looking at this whole failure project called the Palestinian Authority going where it belongs, down the drain. It's not going to happen very soon. It's not going to be pretty when it ends. But again, I am incredibly optimistic, and we have the chance for self-determination of the people of Jordan for the first time ever. Independence and self-determination in Jordan could bring peace and could establish the first rightful homeland for the rightful people of Jordan, and could, in fact, eventually bring Israel's full sovereignty over its soil. We have been very clear about this. Unless it's two states with the River Jordan in between, with Israel stretching from the Mediterranean to the river, and Jordan stretching from the river to the Iraqi borders, there won't be any peace. Creation of another Palestinian state inside Israel is not going to help anyone. And you know me, Tamer, I've always said, how many states are the Palestinians are going to have? How many states are we Palestinians going to have? One in Jordan, one in the West Bank or Judea and Samaria, and one in Gaza, and one in New Jersey. So that's how we see it.
All right. So correct me, approximately 75-80% of the population in Jordan are, as you say, Palestinian Arabs?
According to Department of State cable, it's 80-something percent, above 80%, according to a U.S. Embassy Amman cable. And the Hashemite family in Jordan is a population of 88 individuals. only 88 individuals ruling all those people and telling us that Jordan is not our country. So never in history has so few ruled so many. It's time we right the wrong. And also, you need to remember that for the first time, we Arabs and Jews of the British Mandate, we have for the first time a mutual enemy right now. Both the Palestinian Authority and the Hashemite regime in Jordan are working against both of us, whether we realize it or not. And
so Jordan is working against both. Let me ask you, Mudar, we're just going to a break. Do you want to stay on with us or do you need to go now?
I'm afraid I need to go because this thing is already dying on me. I'm very far north by the sea.
All right.
I just wanted to thank you for having me and hoping to be with your listeners and with my intelligent editors.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
All right, we're back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on Israel News Talk Radio. And if you've been looking for a thriller to read for yourself, or especially for your kids and young adults, you're going to want to listen to this segment because I'm having on the author of a trilogy. It's a thriller, I can tell you that. That is so interesting and so different. I mean, sometimes you just read the same old, just with different characters, but the plots are more or less the same. This is completely different. So if you're looking for something fresh and interesting and based on truth and Jewish mysticism, then these are the books for you. So if you love Jewish mysticism mixed with fantasy for a tantalizing Jewish tale, you're going to love the Alicia Davidson books, which some compare to being the Jewish Harry Potter. I know that a lot of people say no, absolutely not, but I know that some people have said that. But I want to invite on the show now the author of this trilogy, M. Rhonda Attar. She's the author of this exciting Alicia Davidson trilogy for young adults, and which is published by Menorah Books. When she's not writing, M. Rhonda Attar works as a seasoned television executive who has launched 10 television channels into as many as 120 countries around the world. And along with her husband, Rabbi Meir Attar, she's also the director of the Tomer Devorah Synagogue and Bet Midrash, which is like a study hall, in Kochav Yaakov. That's a community located around 10 minutes north of Jerusalem on the map. And she dedicates, the Tomer Devorah Synagogue and the Bet Midrash is dedicated to the values of love your neighbor as yourself. So the third book in the Alicia Davidson series has finally come out. It's available now. If you've got the first two books, get the ending because this is just amazing. Alicia Davidson and the Shamir, it was just released to the great pleasure of its eagerly awaiting and avid fans, and it's a fabulous hit. So this is why I'm showcasing it on my show, because I, moi, yours truly, are one of those fans, and I so enjoyed reading this trilogy. So welcome to the show, M. Rhonda Attar.
Thank you, Tamar, and please call me Rhonda.
Rhonda, okay, Rhonda. So, this is such a unique book. You based it, you know, it's fantasy, and I love fantasy. I always love The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings and all those things like that. But this is actually based on Jewish Kabbalah, the wisdom of our sages. It's so unique. So how did you start to write this book?
Well, first of all, I'm happy that you pointed out that it is different and unique, because one of the things that actually motivated me to write the book is that if you look out there and see what's available to young adults today and teens, I don't care what your background is, It's kind of frightening because it's just full of just like vampires, more vampires, more vampires, zombies, more vampires, occult witchcraft, Greek mythology, and similar. And so I just couldn't understand why, when we're sitting basically on probably the biggest treasure chest of phenomenal content that could really captivate the imagination of teens, why we're letting our kids go out and read all of the rest of this. It's pretty gruesome. And so I basically felt very motivated to write the series down. It actually did start out as a storytelling hour when my kids are growing up. I used to have one of those groups where you tell stories of the Torah and tales of the Gaonim and give out a great snack. But after a while, I felt like, how can I really forge a strong connection with the kids, with the past, with the stories, with its content? And so I made up my own story about Elisha Davidson. And he was a young boy, 10 turning 11, living in Jerusalem's old city. And all his adventures were intertwined with stories from the Torah, Tanakh, and Talmud. And the kids were spellbound. They didn't leave when they were in their teens. They didn't want a snack. They just wanted to hear the Elisha Davidson story. So, I mean, it took me a while, but I fast forward to today, and I finally wrote the stories down. And thanks to Menorah Books, there are now about a year's worth of storytelling is in print for in the first three volumes of the Elisha Davidson trilogy. And, of course, the last one just came out.
Okay, so what is, tell our listeners what this has to do, how you intertwine Jewish mysticism and truth. Again, you know, you had mentioned there, people unfortunately are bringing into their homes and into their children's minds, as you said, zombies and blood and guts and witchcraft and the occult. And you can still have a great novel, but something that's based on truth and Jewish mysticism. So tell us a bit about more about that side, something that's kosher to bring into your house and into your children's minds.
Right, you know, and talking, just as you mentioned, you know, if you do a search for young adult books on Amazon and you put in vampires, I mean, you'll get over 7,000 results. I mean, it's amazing what's going on. And when you think about it, this whole vampire legend, it's very one-dimensional. What's there really to it? Why is that spawning, like, you know, a whole genre on its own? And especially because there's a lot of negativity in there, and certainly not Torah values in there. And actually, if you look into our legends, our Midrashim, there's like a sea of Torah. It's incredible. And, you know, point in fact, in terms of our content even having universal appeal, just look at how every couple of years Hollywood will produce a blockbuster based on one of the more famous biblical epics. It's constantly happening. So it's not like this content isn't attractive. It really is compelling. And unfortunately, we just really haven't been getting it out there. We're not showcasing it. And what Elisha Davidson does is showcase it. It's within that genre of teen adventure, you know, fantasy for young adults. But it showcases our incredible stories. Whether it's the miracles that run.
Whoop, I think we lost you. Rhonda? Okay, we're going to try to get Rhonda back. We're going to hang up from her and try to call, get her back on the line. Let me just, I'm holding these books in my hands right now. You've got Elisha Davidson and the Letters of Fire. Now, if anybody knows anything about the mystic meanings of the Hebrew alphabet, you're going to be able to cover that in these books as well. It's so interesting how the Aleph, the Bet, you have Alpha Beta in the Greek and ABC, but the original is the Aleph Bet. That's the Hebrew alphabet. And, you know, I remember a Bugs Bunny cartoon once. I just have to share this. Bugs Bunny ran into some phone booth because he was hiding from Daffy Duck, who was chasing after him. And all of a sudden, the phone rings. And he answers the phone. And on the phone is a game show host. And he's saying, "You're the lucky winner, possibly. You tell us, what is 542 times 6,433 times 24 times 5,043 and blah, 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 blah." And so Bugs Bunny says, "Well, that's easy. It's 500,632,432. And the game show host says, "That's right. How did you know that?" And Bugs Bunny says, "Well, if there's anything we rabbits know how to do, it's multiply." Okay, so I remembered that. And why? Because I saw that an adult can enjoy a cartoon if it's written in a way where an adult would get it. The child doesn't understand that, but the child loved the cartoon anyway, and that's what these books are. You know, do we have Rhonda back on the line with us? Rhonda? Rhonda?
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. I just want to say, I was talking and say, Rhonda, you know, I kind of resent it when you say that this is a book for young adults, because I'm in my 50s and I'm reading them. I read them already, and I loved it. And so I feel like, you know, this is something that can actually be enjoyed by everybody. I feel like a little kid when you tell me only for young adults.
No, I did keep, you know, people of all ages in mind when I wrote it. I think that if the story is interesting, it should, you know, fascinate somebody that's, you know, 9-10 year old to somebody who's up to age 90. And I think it does that certainly amongst the fans or all ages. But it's initially geared to the teens and the young adults.
Okay. And so I want to ask you, because we have a very wide audience here, people listening from all over the world, and they are not all Jewish. Would people who are not Jewish, in your opinion, would they like this series as well?
Absolutely. Again, I really say we're kind of keeping it in the closet, but Judaism has universal content. I mean, first of all, there's the Bible, and everybody recognizes scriptures and stuff like that, but it's really making these great, incredible luminaries, these characters coming to life. And I think people can appreciate that no matter what their background is.
Okay. And another thing is that about these books, you talk about I hope I pronounce this right, because this is one thing that I learned in the book. I never heard of what an ispaclaria is. So why don't you tell our listeners what that is? Because that's one of the titles of your book, Alicia Davidson and the ispaclaria. That's your second book. Yes, go ahead.
It kind of a mirror by Greek translation, but on the more Kabbalistic side, it's kind of like a window hewn of stone, prophecy. It's kind of a little bit nebulous, but it kind of acts as, I would say, a conduit or a channel where Alicia can be in touch and go through, if he's selfless enough, and to reach, I would say, back in time.
So it's like a transporter. If you remember this Star Trek, it was kind of like a transporter, but it was this mirror rock or
It's what I call ultimate reality. It's, again, if we're looking at the more mystical sense and to make this stuff make sense. And by the way, I would say that on the magic side, there is what I would say authentic Kabbalah in here. And that also, by the way, you will find in Harry Potter, interesting enough, the abracadabra, the avada kedavra, that's all taken from us. But so this ultimate reality is based on this, I would say, philosophy that for the most part, we look at the world and we think that it's real, but it's quite honestly an illusion. There's something past here. We know that if there's a crack in the veil, like it seems to me, we would be able to see a very different reality. And what the ispaclaria does is it allows Alicia to kind of access what we call this ultimate reality. He can go through the illusions of what it is this world seems to be and actually access what you would call, I would say, you know, spirituality, true spirituality, and a true perspective of what's really going on in the world.
Okay, so that's very, very Kabbalah, Jewish mysticism. We're coming to the end of this segment. Do you want to stay on during the break and come on again, or?
Up to you. I mean,
Okay, stay there. We'll be right back. We'll talk during the break.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
All right, we're back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on Israel News Talk Radio. So we've lost our author, M. Rhonda Attar, but she did ask us to give out the website where you can order the books if you'd like to. And I can just vouch personally, I've read the books, I love them, and I actually bought them for a bat mitzvah present for someone who's a dear friend of mine, her daughter. I'm going to have to tell her that the last book is out now so she can go and get that as well. But you can get it at menorahbooks.com. Let me just see. It's MENORAH books, menorahbooks.com. We'll link to that, or you can find it on Amazon. And again, it's a trilogy, the Alicia Davidson trilogy by M.R. Attar. And they're great books, great presents. I liked it as an adult. I know she keeps saying young adult, but I liked it. What can I tell you? All right. So the lines are open if you want to call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. Our numbers are on the top of our homepage at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. You go to the upper part of the page, our numbers are there. You can also join me in the chat room and you can write in any comments or questions you have there as well. But I really prefer that you call in and speak with me. So I had actually asked people on my Facebook page if it mattered to them, because I do three shows a week on the station. I do Sundays at 9 a.m. New York time and then 1 p.m. on Mondays and Tuesdays. So that's three shows a week that I do. And I was thinking maybe just to cut down on my load a bit. I'm doing so many other things. Maybe I should just cut down on my show. So I put up a post on my Facebook page and I asked people if they cared. And most of you were writing, we want you to do it 5 days a week, not just 3 days a week. So I feel guilty now if I cut my shows. I'm still chewing on that. Still chewing on that one. But if you want to weigh in on that, then you can please go to my Facebook page and you can write it there. I'll post it on my public page as well. That's actually where I should have published it because that's where I do a lot of my posting. So that's one thing. So look for me, Tamar Yona, on Facebook. And by the way, if you're not following our Facebook page for the radio, Israel News Talk Radio, oh my gosh, please go there and put a like and a follow there as well, because all of our shows are posted there. So many people ask me, how do I listen to your shows? All of our shows are posted there. Just one click and boom, it'll immediately start to play. You don't have to do anything. So it's so easy. One click, no middleman. It's really great. Also, I want to tell you all that I know this is like what we say in Hebrew, a persomet. It's kind of like an advertisement I'm doing for you right now, but I want to be able to give you access to as much radio from Israel news and talk and all sorts of information from Israel as much as you can. A lot of people, they don't have time to listen when they're at home with the kids or whatever it is, but they do listen to radio in their car. So please let me emphasize to you, you can listen to Israel News Talk Radio in your car. If you have a smartphone, just download the TuneIn app. TuneIn, there's a free version and there's a paid for version. You don't need to pay for the paid for version. You can download the free version. Not the trial free version, the free version. So you don't have to pay anything and they're not going to bug you or anything like that. And you can listen to Israel News Talk Radio in your car through your smartphone. And then you get Fox News and you get, that's twice an hour updated. And then you get our daily Israeli newscast from our Israeli desk here at Israel News Talk Radio with Hannah Levy Julian and with Ernie Singer and with other newscasters as well that fill in from time to time. Really unique and great news. It's, by the way, it's carried all over the world, our newscasts. So if you have a Jewish radio station or any type of radio station in your area that would love to carry our news, have them contact us and we will be very happy to supply them with our news from Israel. Okay. And so let's take a look at some of the headlines here that's going on. And again, if you want to call in and talk with me, you can do so. So one of the headlines, we're going to Arutz Sheva, Israel National News, a beloved website of mine and of many of yours as well. And one of the headlines here at this moment is Trump is determined to make a deal. And we don't know what it'll be. So it says here, education minister says the deal with Erdogan was a mistake, that Erdogan is the head of Turkey. He does not oppose negotiations with the Palestinian Authority under President Trump. Now, I'm trying to find out what is going through his head here. So let me just read a little bit more because I have a lot to say about this, if it is what I think it is. It says here that the education minister Naftali Bennett from the Jewish Home Party responded Tuesday to the remarks of Turkish President Erdogan, in which the Turkish president accused Israel of human rights abuses. Can you believe that? And called on all Muslims to ascend the Temple Mount in order to resist the Israeli occupation. Can I slam my hand down on the table here? This is the country that Israel sent millions of dollars to in quote-unquote damages after they sponsored this flotilla to help the Hamas terrorists against Israel? I don't get it. I don't get why our leadership here in Israel, and now today it's, of course, under Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, why we kowtowed to the Turks, to Erdogan, and paid them millions of dollars after they attacked our soldiers who boarded the ship in order to turn them back and not help the terrorists. We went on with paint guns. That's how docile our soldiers were. And they were knifed and they were thrown over decks. It was a horrible scene. And then we had to pay damages to those who were injured in this big melee, in this big fight that was on the ship. Israel pays them millions of dollars. And then this chutzpahdik, this Erdogan, says that the Arabs should go up to the Temple Mount and show Israel who it belongs to. He tells us that we are going against human rights. Erdogan, who shoots his own citizens, who puts them into jail if they don't agree with him. And he says that the Arabs here in Israel have to resist the Israeli occupation. What would it be like if Netanyahu told the Arabs in Turkey, the Kurds there, to go and overthrow the Erdogan government and go up and show them who their parliament really belongs to? Can you imagine the world's newspaper headlines after something like that, where we are meddling in someone else's domestic affairs? How dare he? How dare he? And how foolish of our leaders to go and kowtow to them. You know, I was reading something on Facebook today. We were talking about Facebook before in the show. I was reading that someone was saying how Netanyahu now is starting to get a lot more testosterone in him, because he feels that Trump has our back, and so he can now be more forthright in saying what he really thinks, because he feels that Trump has our backs. And my response to that is, why only now he feels he can speak up? Because he feels now that Trump's in the White House, he's got our backs, and so now we can speak up? What about God having our backs all this time, and we never had the courage to say what was right and to speak up and to say the truth and to not kowtow to these terrorists and to these Jew haters? And it makes me sad when I have to say Jew haters. Why people hate the Jews? The Jews do so much good in the world. But our leadership doesn't have the testosterone, doesn't have the courage. I shouldn't say testosterone, because women too. Our leadership doesn't have the courage to say what's right and to resist the evil only when Trump's in the White House. What about God having our backs? That's what I have to say about that. It's a sad situation that our leadership is putting more trust in Donald Trump, who, when it comes down the line, no matter how good Donald Trump may or may not be, we know that there are no friends when it comes to politics. There's no friends when it comes to countries. There's only interests. And with Donald Trump especially, business is business. Yes, we're friends, Bibi. I like you very much. You're a great guy. I support Israel, but, you know, business is business. And that's who you're dealing with, a businessman. But from somehow, our prime minister is putting his trust in Trump. Now, I like Donald Trump. I find him very refreshing. I don't know if he's going to be good or bad, but I'm cautiously optimistic. But certainly after this meeting with Abbas, now he's going to be coming to the region this month. He's going to be first be going to Saudi Arabia and speaking with the king there. He's going to then be going to Israel to speak with Benjamin Netanyahu here. And there are rumors maybe he's going to move the embassy here, maybe not. I don't know what's going to happen here. And then he's going to be going to the Vatican over there in Italy. He's going to be going to the Vatican. So it's interesting that he's covering the three major monotheistic religions, which is Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, right? Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the Vatican. That's Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. It's very, very interesting. What does this mean on a mystical level? I'm very interested. Maybe I'll have some rabbi come on and talk about that visit on a mystical level. That would be interesting. We are living in interesting times, and that is that's the Chinese curse. When they want to curse you, they say, you should live in interesting times. So do the Chinese have something? Is there something to that, what they're saying? Very interesting what we're going to be seeing. I'm not so optimistic, but we shall see what happens. You've been listening to the Tamar Yonah Show here at Israel News Talk Radio. There will be more news and things happening, and I will be delivering it to you next week. But we have a lot of great show hosts in the meantime to listen to. So don't go anywhere. Keep listening and listen in your car. Bring Israel into your car. Thanks for being with us. Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candle lighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.